This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So, the jobs report for July. When it came out this morning, fair to say a bunch of jaws hit the floor. Employers added 528,000 jobs in July, double what economists were expecting. And the unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percent to 3.5%. We saw big job gains in leisure and hospitality, healthcare, retail, also in construction and finance. We're going to break it all down in a minute with our weekly wrap. But first, Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
July 2022 will go down in history as the month when the total number of jobs in the economy surpassed the level just before the pandemic hit in February 2020, and when the unemployment rate finally fell back to its pre-pandemic level. What's it all signify?
Competence.
Becky Frankowitz is president for North America at staffing firm Manpower Group.
All of the economic indicators are signaling caution, caution, caution. And yet the American worker and American employers are saying competence, competence, competence.
Frankowitz says we're emerging from the pandemic period with consumers still spending it up on goods and services and employers still trying desperately to hire enough workers to supply them. And we need all of that to keep going, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, because there's still more ground to recover.
Yeah, we're back to the pre-pandemic level. But if you look to the pre-pandemic trend, we're 4 or 5 million jobs below that.
That's because the economy was chugging along in February 2020, and absent COVID, it would have added more jobs by now. Going forward, Frick says we'll need to keep adding jobs.
Millennials continue to want goods and services. Healthcare needs to rebuild after COVID dropped a bomb on it. Childcare and daycare need to rebuild.
And in fact, while overall payroll employment is now back to pre-pandemic levels, some sectors are still way behind where they were. Leisure and hospitality, for instance, education and government. And there's one other key way the economy is different than it was before the pandemic, wage growth. Mike Fratantoni is with the Mortgage Bankers Association.
So wage growth picked up to 5.2%, a symptom that we still have almost 11 million job openings at a time when businesses were already struggling to hire.
Before the pandemic, wages were rising just over 3% a year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.